morning and welcome to this hour of worship coming to you from Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Sweet Springs, Missouri. Today is the second Sunday after Epiphany. Pastor Alan Mueller has chosen for his sermon topic, A Light to the Nations, based on Isaiah chapter 49 and John 1. Mr. Ron Baker will be at the organ this morning, and your announcer is Ron Meyer.
I want to welcome you to church on this very cold Sunday. In fact, I walked outside with wet hair and my hair froze, so that was not fun. But we do enjoy gathering together to hear God's word and to receive his body and blood at the fellowship of this altar here this morning. As we begin, I want to call your attention to the lavender insert in your bulletin. I am hoping to start a midweek Bible study, and just two or three questions here talking about your availability and how interested you would be in attending a midweek Bible study at some time. And so I bring that to your attention now in case you want to put it in the offering plate, or you can hand it to an usher or myself after service. We'll probably also send out an email later this week. Other than that, we begin with our opening hymn number 517. We sing verses 1, 5, and then 3.
May we with hope
name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy. And for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our psalm is Psalm 19 as we read responsively. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Day to day pours out speech, and night to night reveals knowledge. Their measuring line goes out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world.
Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God.
with you. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, who governs all things in heaven and on earth, mercifully hear the prayers of your people and grant us your peace through all our days, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated as we get to hear from God's word. The Old Testament reading for this second Sunday after the Epiphany comes from the book of Isaiah, chapter 49. Listen to me, O coastlands, and give attention, you peoples from afar. The Lord called me from the womb. From the body of my mother, he named my name. He made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand, he hid me. He made me a polished arrow. In his quiver, he hid me away. And he said to me, "You are my servant Israel, in whom I will be glorified." But I said, "I have labored in vain. I have spent my strength for nothing in vanity. Yet surely my right is with the Lord, and my recompense with my God." And now the Lord says, "He who formed me from the womb to be a servant, to bring Jacob back to him, and that Israel might be gathered to him, for I am honored in the eyes of the Lord, and my God has become my strength." He says, "It is too light a thing that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to bring back the preserved of Israel. I will make you as a light for the nations, that my salvation may reach to the end of the earth. Thus says the Lord, the Redeemer of Israel and his Holy One, to one deeply despised, abhorred by the nation, the servant of rulers. Kings shall see and arise, princes, and they shall prostrate themselves, because of the Lord who is faithful, the Holy One of Israel, who has chosen you." This is the word of the Lord. The epistle reading comes from the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 1. Paul, called by the will of God to be an apostle of Christ Jesus and our brother Sosthenes, to the church of God that is in Corinth, to those sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints together with all those who in every place call upon the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, both their Lord and ours, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I give thanks to my God always for you because of the grace of God that was given you in Christ Jesus, that in every way you were enriched in him in all speech and all knowledge, even as the testimony about Christ was confirmed among you, so that you are not lacking in any spiritual gift. As you wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will sustain you to the end, guiltless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ, God is faithful, by whom you were called to the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. This is the word of the Lord. Please stand. Gospel according to St. John, the first chapter.
To thee, O Lord.
The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, 'After me comes a man who ranks before me, because he was before me.' I myself did not know him, but for this purpose I came, baptizing with water, that he might be revealed to Israel." And John bore witness, "I saw the Spirit descend from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him. I myself did not know him, but he who sent me to baptize with water said to me, 'He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain, this is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.' And I have seen and have borne witness that this is the Son of God. The next day, again, John was standing with two of his disciples, and he looked at Jesus as he walked by and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. Jesus turned and saw them following and said to them, "What are you seeking?" And they said to him, "Rabbi," which means teacher, "where are you staying?" And he said to them, "Come, and you will see." So they came and saw where he was staying, and they stayed with him that day. For it was about the 10th hour. One of the two who heard John speak and followed Jesus was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his own brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which means Christ. He brought him to Jesus. This is the gospel of the Lord. We confess the Christian faith together. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. You may be seated for the hymn of the day, 835. speak to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. Well, I'm sure you've noticed before, but every once in a while, our Old Testament reading can be pretty confusing, honestly. You can read through it beginning to end, and afterwards, you still have no idea what's going on. Well, this morning, with the help of the Holy Spirit, I pray that we can come to a greater understanding of what Isaiah is saying. And with that, I want to encourage you to keep your bulletins or your Bibles open to our Isaiah 49 passage throughout the message. Because as we'll come to see, this passage is truly just rich in detail. Without ever using Jesus' name, without ever using the title of Christ, it still speaks volumes to who God is. And without mentioning his name, we see Jesus and his mission to save humanity. It's all front and center. And it all begins with verse 1 as Isaiah calls people to simply just pay attention. He says, "Listen to me, O coastlands." He's talking to the farthest most reaching people, and he says, "Give ear to my words." Isaiah, he doesn't care who you are or where you live. You can be thousands of miles away. Everyone from across the face of the earth, he is calling to turn their face and their ears to listen to the words of this message. Because what follows pertains to your eternity. You know, it doesn't just affect your Sunday morning. It doesn't just affect your week or just a couple years to come. But your eternal destiny hinges on the words that follow. It doesn't matter your age. It doesn't matter your nationality. I don't care what you think you know about God. These words here are from God himself, and they pertain to your eternal soul. Now, before we jump too far into this text, though, it must be said that the key to understanding this passage is to realize that there's two different Israels that Isaiah is speaking of. In verse 3, God says, "You are my servant Israel." And naturally, we just want to jump to the conclusion, of course, that's the nation Israel. And you get so excited, we're clearly on our way to become these great Bible scholars, and then you read just another two more verses at verse 5, and God speaks again, but this time we see another Israel, and somehow this former Israel is supposed to bring this other Israel back to God. So simply put, we see Israel being sent to Israel so that Israel could be brought back to God. And in there lies the key. It's noticing the two different ways that Isaiah uses this name. It's the latter one that is the nation and people group. They're the ones formed by flesh and blood. They're the descendants of Abraham by birth and the ones who have received God's promise of becoming a great nation. But in fact, the former is not the nation Israel, but instead is a spiritual Israel. And as we'll come to see, he will be none other than Jesus Christ himself. Isaiah speaks of this Israel as a servant of God. Before, as the nation of Israel, they fail in their mission, all God's people fall away, but here Jesus brings to completion all things Israel, all prophecies that God made to the nation. Every time that he said he would bless the world through them, every time that he promised to make their name great, every time Israel was supposed to be God's spokesman to the world, it finally gets fulfilled in the true and greater Israel, Jesus Christ. And as we said in verse 5, the servant begins to bring Israel back to God. That's his mission, to bring restoration. But it's not just to Israel, though, for the Lord goes on. He says that would be too easy. That is so narrow-minded. God has these much bigger plans. His glory is going to be shining forth much brighter and much farther than any single nation. For God's sovereignty must be made known throughout the entire world. God's power won't end with the nation Israel, but his glory of his salvation must reach all people. For his love expands all borders. As if covering the globe in a sheet of grace, God's salvation covers the nations. It's like shining a flashlight in a crawl space. God's grace will seek out and shine upon those hiding in even the deepest crevices of despair. Just for a moment, I want you to imagine going into the crawl space under your house or under your deck. And you bring nothing but a flashlight. I imagine that after just 5 minutes, you'd be convinced that you've seen the true ugliness of the world. You know, for that brief time, you've crawled along, and everywhere you shine your light, you see spiders, and you see their cobwebs, you see snake skins, and perhaps you may see some animal bones, like a rat skull or something. It's just dark, it's uncomfortable, it's ugly, and you just don't want to be there. But compare the crawl space of your house to the much darker spiritual crawl space that is found in your heart. Venture deep inside your heart and mind, and there you will see the same darkness and the same ugliness that lies within man. You will see the true form and the true nature of our fallen will. For when you start poking around in the crevices of your heart and mind, you will truly see and understand the anguish that lies within our souls. For how our hearts just long and cling for darkness. We have selfishness and pride that fills our hearts. We act totally differently when we think that we're alone, when we live in darkness, and we think no one can see us. When we're in such situations, we can dream up the most wicked of deeds. You know, search the heart of man and you will find lovers of the world. People will wish harm upon their neighbor, and we will so easily covet after people's belongings and lifestyle. But dear friends, think now about our Christ, the servant of the Lord, as Isaiah calls him. He is certainly not afraid to crawl into the depths of darkness, for he does so willingly in order to bring the light of his salvation to man. While we hide in crevices, while we hate the light and flee from his law, as we despise his gospel, he nevertheless brings the light of his word unto man. He's not afraid of crawling around in the depths of darkness, and he won't be deterred by experiencing the true ugliness that lies within man. He comes into the crawl spaces of your heart. For indeed, our Lord, with the weight of sin on his shoulder, he crawls his way up what was known on that day as Skull Mountain. With the heavy burden of carrying the guilt of the world, he labors to crawl up that mountainside, and he doesn't tarry, but rather he embraces the cross, for he sees the cross as the instrument by which he will bring the light of salvation to man who lives in darkness. For this, Jesus knew, was why he came. This is the reason for why John called him the sacrificial Lamb of God. And this is why Isaiah in verse 7 writes, hundreds of years before Christ, he would be deeply despised, abhorred by nations, and be a servant to rulers. Jesus dies a humiliating death. He's despised by strangers and friends, while on the cross it appears, as verse 7 says, that he labored in vain. As all the prophets before him, so too did Jesus spend his days constantly preaching and teaching God's words. Yet along with all the prophets, he is met with rejection, scorn, and death. With Jesus, everything seems to, with his death, everything seems to come to a close. He dies, he's put into the grave, and the tomb is shut. And that was supposed to be the end. But again, Isaiah's prophecy must be fulfilled. God's glory must be made known. It's too small of a thing to save a single nation. There's this divine reversal that comes through in all of this as Isaiah concludes, kings must see him and arise. Princes will see him and fall prostrate before him. The men who brought Jesus in chains and those who forced him to bow must themselves be brought under his submission. For he is the King of Kings and he is the Lord of Lords. All people, one way or another, will worship and fall and kneel before Jesus as Lord. Some may be out of force, but we this morning do so out of willing obedience. We do so out of thankful worship and out of honor for him as our King, for he has died for our sins. The humility that brought to him on the cross is the means by which he covers your guilt. The cross then becomes this beacon of light by which he clears the darkness from your heart. He snuffs out our fallen nature and he's working to make you as pure as he is. Through baptism, through the Lord's Supper as we will celebrate this morning, and through his holy word as it comes to you now, God is ridding your life from all sin. And glory, praise, and honor be unto him who has brought salvation and has shined his glory upon our hearts and upon all nations. His grace reaches you this morning to offer forgiveness of sins and life everlasting through his servant, Jesus Christ. Amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. At this time, we worship God with our offerings. Most gracious and loving Father, we thank you for your limitless grace, and we praise you for the great glory and love you have shown throughout the world, that you would spare us from eternal death and give us life everlasting. We pray that your mercy would continue to shine a light into our hearts, bring us to further trust in you and to love you to the end. Lord, in your mercy. God of salvation, we know that your mercy is for all people, for you carried the guilt of the whole world upon that cross. We ask that you would so enlighten those who do not yet know you. Bring them to the knowledge of you and give them faith to trust in Jesus for eternal life. We pray especially for those who live in places where Christianity is illegal, including China and parts of the Middle East. This morning we also pray for Otto, Ryan, and those who we name silently in our hearts. Gracious Lord, we ask that you pour out your Holy Spirit upon these, that they may come to the knowledge of your love. Lord, in your mercy. A great physician, we pray for all who are struggling with the woes of this world. We pray for Luis as she prepares to undergo surgery this week. We pray for Pat as she recovers from having her stent cleaned. And we pray for Erica as she has come down with a bacterial infection in her eye. We ask that you continue to strengthen these, your servants, give them peace and rest, encourage them and bring them to full health so that they can again praise you in community and glorify your holy name. This morning, we also pray for those who are grieving the loss of multiple individuals here this morning. We pray for the loved ones of Forrest McCaig, who passed away a little over a week ago. We pray for those who grieve the loss over Clarice Milan, who was a faithful radio listener who passed away this past week. And we also pray for Robin Joflin, a resident from Royal Oaks. Holy Father, we pray that these, your servants, that you would strengthen them and bring them to trust in you. Give them comfort during this difficult time and help them to turn to you for all peace and assurance. This morning we also pray for Carol, Ronnie, Melissa, Nancy, Connie, Dorinda, John, Judy, Mike, Margie, Debbie, and Dorothy. Lord, we ask that you continue to keep your children safe and protect them from all danger. Lord, in your mercy. In light of the world, as we prepare our hearts for communion, we pray that you would strengthen our community and fellowship among one another. As you forgive us, so lead us to forgive one another. Help us to live in sacrificial love and service to our brothers and sisters in need. Lord, in your mercy. For these and for all our needs of body and soul, we ask of you, gracious Lord, through Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. For what had been hidden from before the foundation of the world, you have made known to the nations in your Son. In him, being found in the substance of our mortal nature, you have manifested the fullness of your glory. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
thank you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he gave thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of all of your sin. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Table. Take and eat. This is the true body of Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all of your sin. Take and eat the true body of Christ, given unto death for the forgiveness of all of your sin. Take and eat the true blood, true body of Jesus Christ, given for you. The Lord bless you and keep you, and the true faith remind you that you are baptized children of God, and you are dearly loved in Jesus' name. Amen. Take and eat the true body of Jesus Christ, shed for you. The Lord bless you and keep you, and the true faith remind you that you are a beloved daughter of God, and you can go in his peace to life everlasting. Amen. Take and eat. This is the true body of Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all of your sin. Take and eat the true body of Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all of your sin. Lord bless you and keep you in the true faith till he calls you home to everlasting life. Amen. Take and eat the true body of Christ for you. Thank you. this true body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in the true faith, unified with his peace and with his joy. Amen. You and keep you in the true faith, remind you that you are a beloved son of God to life everlasting. Amen. Take and eat the true body of Christ for you. This true body of Christ given unto death for the forgiveness of all of your sin. Take and eat the true body of Christ given unto death for you. Take and eat. This is the true body of Christ given unto death for the forgiveness of all of your sin. Take and eat. This is the true body of Christ for you. Take and eat. This is the true body of Christ given unto death for you. Take and eat. The true body of Christ given unto death for you. Lord, bless you and keep you in the true faith. Remind you that you are a beloved daughter of God and you can go in his love and his peace to eternal life. Amen. This true body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in the true faith, unified with his peace and with his joy. Amen. Of all of your sin. Take and eat the true body of Christ for you. This is the true body of Christ given unto death for the forgiveness of all of your sin. Lord bless you and keep you in the true faith. Remind you that you are beloved daughters of God and you can go into in his peace. Amen. Take and eat the true body of Christ given unto death for the forgiveness of all of your sin. Take and eat the true body of Christ given unto death for the forgiveness of all of your sin. This is the true body of Christ given for you. This is the true body of Christ given for you for the forgiveness of all of your sin. Take and eat. This is the true body of Christ given unto death for the forgiveness of all of your sin. Take and eat. This is the true body of Christ given unto death for you. and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in the true faith, and depart with his peace and with his joy. Amen. Take and eat the true body of Christ for you. The Lord bless you and keep you in the true faith. Remind you that you are beloved daughters of God and you can go into his peace to eternal life. Amen. Take and eat. This is the true body of Christ given unto death for the forgiveness of all of your sin. This is the true body of Christ for you. This is the true body of Christ for you. The Lord bless you and keep you in the true faith. Remind you that you are a beloved son of God and you can go in his peace and with joy. Amen. Take and eat the true body of Christ, given unto death for the forgiveness of all of your sin. Take and eat the true body of Christ, given unto death for the forgiveness of all of your sin. This is the true body of Christ, given unto death for the forgiveness of all of your sin. True body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in the true faith, you and depart with his peace and with his joy. Amen. And keep you in the true faith, remind you that you are a baptized son of God and you can go in his peace. Amen. Lord bless you and keep you in the true faith, remind you that you are beloved children of God and you can go in his peace to eternal life. Amen. This is the true body of Christ given unto death for the forgiveness of all of your sin. This is the true body of Christ given unto death for the forgiveness of all of your sin. Lord bless you and keep you in the true faith. Remind you that you are baptized children of God and you can go in his peace to eternal life. Amen. Take and eat. This is the true body of Christ given for you. Take and eat. The true body of Christ given for you. This is the true body of Christ given for you. Take and eat the true body of Christ given unto you for the forgiveness of all of your sin. Take and eat. This is the true body of Christ for you. Lord bless you and keep you in the true faith till he calls you home to life everlasting. Amen. may this true body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in the true faith to life everlasting. You may depart in his peace and with his joy. Amen. Table. Take and eat. This is the true body of Christ for you. Take and eat. The true body of Christ for you. True body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in the true faith. You may depart with his peace and with his joy. Amen. To you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through the salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy, you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with his favor and give you his peace.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
You may be seated for our departing hymn number 398.